To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
When you look in the mirror, do you wonder if there is a way to minimize your wrinkles without going under the knife? Well, David, I sure do. So, David, by the way, how are you today?
Let's just go right into it. I noticed you're excited about this topic today. I don't blame you, though.
I'm very excited about this topic. And I'm very excited about our guest.
You don't need to worry about it. Hopefully our guest is with us already.
Yeah, you haven't seen me close up. So joining us now is Dr. Joshua Zeichner. He's the Director of Cosmetic and Clinical Research and an Assistant Professor in the Department of Dermatology at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York City. Hello, Dr. Zeichner.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
It's so great to have you on.
Yeah,
what are some of the best non-invasive options to turn back the clock without going under the knife and maybe just minimal injections?
Sure. Yeah, I was going to say, Lisa, everybody's excited about this topic, so I don't blame you for wanting to jump right in there.
Yes.
Everyone really wants to get the best improvement that they can get with the least amount of downtime. And while a certain amount of downtime is necessary to get good improvements, there are some things that you can do totally without any injections or going under the knife at all.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, the first thing actually seems like a really basic concept, but it's really quite important, and that has to do with primary prevention of aging. We walk around in the sun every day, and ultraviolet light hits our skin, leads to free radical damage of collagen and elastin. That leads not only to the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, crepiness of the skin, but also skin cancers. And by protecting ourselves from the sun, by wearing sunscreen, avoiding the sun during the peak hours of 10 and 4, wearing sunglasses, sun protective clothing, and hats, all of those are ways that you can prevent ultraviolet damage to begin with and keep your skin looking the healthiest it can.
Yeah, you know, when I was... go ahead, David.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I remember when I was 20 and I was in Israel and I was visiting some relatives and we went to the beach and I had some acne and I wanted to clear it up using the sun. And they said, you're going to be sorry someday. And I just ignored them. And they are right. When I smile and I see my crow's feet and not thank goodness I didn't get skin cancer, but I was like, oh my gosh, why didn't I listen? So this is great advice.
Yeah, you know, sun protection is so important, and you know, hindsight is 20/20. But when you're young and not thinking about that, and you're not really worried about what's going to happen to you in 30 years, that's unfortunately the time that you really need to be careful. And there are organizations like the Skin Cancer Foundation that do a great job at educating the public, particularly younger people, so that they know what to do and what not to do when they're out in the sun.
Well, you hit on something. If you've got acne and you're younger, what would you suggest for them to help get rid of the acne without going out in the sun and causing all that damage?
Sure. You know, well, it is true that ultraviolet light can help acne. In some cases, it can worsen it. There are many over-the-counter topical preparations that really are a good starting place for most patients. If you're using those products that contain benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid and your skin is not improving after about 4 weeks, it's really time to see the dermatologist. Acne can leave permanent scarring that can affect the skin and actually has an emotional impact as well. And all of that is preventable if you treat it effectively and quickly. And your dermatologist can prescribe either topical medications or medications by mouth that can help the skin and prevent those problems.
All right, let's talk about some of the topical things we can do for our wrinkles. I understand that they're developing some kind of Botoxin that you can put on your face without getting the injection, Botoxin.
Sure. So, you know, when you look at the aging face, there's a combination of several different factors that make you look older. You have volume loss or sinking of the cheeks and the face. You have wrinkles from muscle expression. And then you have tone and texture issues that you get from sun damage. So Botox is one of the brand names of botulinum toxin, which works by helping to relax those muscles. So that way, when you smile or frown or get angry, your muscles don't constrict as much, so the overlying skin doesn't get wrinkles. traditionally, and the way that it's approved right now, is to get injections of this product into the muscles, which is a quick and easy procedure when performed by the appropriate trained person. But some people do not want a needle at all, and there is a topical version of this which is being developed.
Now talk about that for a minute. Topically, I don't know if you're familiar with Argilarine. It's an acetylhexapeptide, and that was being touted for quite a bit of time as an alternative to somebody with Botox. Is that what you're speaking of, or something new?
No,
this is
beyond that. This is actually a topical botulinum toxin, and the idea is to get absorption through the skin to the muscle where you need it to get to, in order to relax the muscle. You know, there are a variety of other topicals that are being developed. There's a topical hyaluronic acid product. I think there is something that might already be available, but I know that there are products that use nanotechnology, which are tiny, tiny microscopic particles, to help allow the hyaluronic acid to penetrate down deep into the skin, down into the dermis, which typically gets thinned as we get older. So by putting this hyaluronic acid in there, it helps thicken and plump the skin.
Now, I'm a strong believer in hyaluronic acid. I actually believe in it in a low molecular weight, trying to get it to the lower layers, and that's not an easy thing to do. So our listeners are probably familiar with it because it is a great nutritional supplement, but also it's in almost every cell of our body. So to be able to use things naturally in the body, I love the idea.
Yeah, so, you know, topically, you know, products really will only go so far. When you look at the aging face, you're really losing some of your deep fat in the face, and that's fat even beneath the muscles that make us smile and give us facial expression. So ultimately, if patients are willing, a couple of little injections of a hyaluronic acid filler, such as Restylane or Juvederm, those are just two of the brands. There's another one out there called Bellatero. But these injections really do help restore volume using, you know, a molecule that naturally occurs in the body. But you know what they say, no pain, no gain. But with these fillers, the downtime really is minimal. And we're talking about a handful of teeny little needle pinches into the skin. And I typically numb my patients first with some numbing cream so that you can barely feel them.
Well, when I was doing television, I did do Botox. I've done it once. I found it painful, but I'm the biggest baby on the planet. So we'll just put it out there. But honestly, an hour later, they were gone. It was amazing. And it lasted about 4 months. Now, I haven't done it since. I figure I'm on the radio. So, but if I had to do it again, I mean, if I had the chance, you know, I think I would. It really makes a big difference.
Well, I'll tell you, Lisa, sounds very young.
She is very young.
I'll keep with the radio then.
But let me ask you, you know, Lisa, you're mentioning being on TV and needing Botox. And doctor,
yes.
Do you feel that women need surgery or some of these treatments to actually feel beautiful?
Ooh, good question.
Well, there actually has been some recent data showing that the use of botulinum toxin, or, you know, we'll just use the brand name Botox, although there are other brands out there such as Dysport and Zeekman. But there have been studies showing that using these actually have helped improve symptoms of depression. So there
is a
cycle, you know, linking the brain and muscle expression. And by breaking that cycle and preventing those frown lines and muscle expressions that you typically get when you're upset, it may actually do something to the brain chemistry and actually help you actually feel better.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to go get more. There you go. Now, that's pretty incredible, though.
Yeah, a lot of this needs to be worked out, but there's pretty strong data to suggest that, you know, cosmetic use of botulinum toxin for the muscles, the muscle expressions that you typically use when you're depressed or upset may help retrain the body and make you feel less upset.
Well, Dr. Zeichner, it's been such a pleasure. If you can give us your website.
Sure. For more information on me, check out www.zeichnerdermatology. That's Z-E-I, C as in Charles, H, and as in Nancy, E-R, dermatology.com.
Well, just to let you out there know, Dr. Zeichner will definitely be back. I really appreciate you coming on. Everybody, do what you need to do. Smile, feel good, and just stay well.